This is an emergency addition to the Situation Update podcast. Mike Adams here recording this late in the evening of Friday, December 11th. This will be labeled December 12th emergency update to the Situation Update. And of course, this is after the Supreme Court has tossed out the Texas complaint, with most members of the court, seven, saying that they refuse to hear the case because Texas, they said, does not have standing. And Clarence Thomas and Justice Alito disagreed with that. And so we've just found out that all of the judges that Trump nominated have now betrayed America. I guess it's no laughing matter. However, there is an important silver lining to this that I'll discuss here. But first, we should note that as of right now, we are all living in a lawless nation. The constitutional republic is dead. We no longer have a constitutional republic. And the Supreme Court said that Texas has no standing, which means the Supreme Court just basically granted Democrats full permission to rig and steal and conspire in not only this election, but every future election, and that there's nothing that any other states can do about that. So as long as the Democrats rig and steal and commit fraud and have enough corrupt officials in as local elections officials and corrupt judges and so on, corrupt mayors, which they do, the Supreme Court just says you have to accept that. So this decision, of course, is absolutely infuriating Americans across the board. It is what I call the ultimate betrayal, or as I say, the betrayal is now complete. This means we have lost the judicial system, we've lost the legislative system, and we've lost the executive system. The country is lost at this point, and the significance of this realization really can't be overstated, because there are two parties that have been waiting to see what might happen. Number one, there's Trump with the national defense option that I've been discussing. Will he invoke it or will he not? He has been waiting, I believe, as you heard me say in previous podcasts, he was waiting to see if SCOTUS might resolve this situation. But secondly, there are patriots, armed patriots, and frankly, pretty angry patriots, because their country has been stolen from them by a bunch of corrupt, treasonous officials, criminal big tech CEOs, utterly dishonest and treasonous journo-terrorists posing as journalists, and other corrupt officials and people in positions of influence across the country. And so now that SCOTUS has dismissed this case, it really eliminates kind of the last piece of patience that the patriots may have been waiting on to decide what to do next. It seems that now, this is just my assessment, it seems that now the patriots have come to realize that there is no rule of law, that the only option, I would suppose, in their minds is that they're going to have to fight, and I mean physically fight, to defend this country, because it is now lost. It's no longer a situation where we're waiting and looking at, oh, maybe the court will save us. Maybe someone will step in. Maybe rationality will win out. Maybe the evidence will win out. Well, as we saw with SCOTUS, they declined to hear the evidence. And this is key. They did not want to hear the evidence because the evidence of theft is overwhelming. We know this. We've all seen it in the independent media. We know that Sidney Powell has the so-called Kraken evidence. I've published it. I've talked about some of it recently. It's bombshell, overwhelming, irrefutable evidence that this election was rigged by foreign aggressors, China and Iran among them, with complicity by some actors in Canada, even, and some other countries as well. The CIA was involved in this. We know that as well. We know that the deep state was involved. We know that China unleashed the bioweapon, the coronavirus, in order to push the faked mail-in ballots. We know that the legislators in states like Pennsylvania never had a chance to even act upon these new extensions of mail-in ballots that were all rigged by the Democrats. So we know that if the Supreme Court had heard the evidence, it would have been compelling. And I believe the justices on the bench knew that as well. And that's why they decided to toss the case. They did not want to see the evidence, because if they had, they would have been compelled to act on it. So in my most recent article, published yesterday, in fact, on Natural News, I said there was a 50-50 chance of the Supreme Court deciding in favor of Texas. I didn't give it any higher number than that because, like Trump, I really don't have much faith in the courts because they're very corrupt. And as I pointed out in that article, it only takes one justice to be corrupted by the deep state in order to flip this, against Texas. But as we saw, there were only really two justices on the side of the Constitution, Thomas and Alito. And that's it. Not even Barrett was on the side of the Constitution. Not even Kavanaugh. And certainly not Roberts, who we didn't expect anyway. I'm not sure that the Supreme Court understands what they just did. I doubt it, because I think they watch the mainstream media and they have no idea what they've unleashed. Sadly, the Supreme Court justices, in dismissing this case, they have just condemned probably millions of Americans to die in the streets. They have just unleashed bloodshed upon this nation, almost certainly, when they could have avoided it by ruling in favor of the Constitution. They have also committed suicide for themselves in a career sense, in a political sense, because as I pointed out in the article, if Joe Biden gets power, and they will steal the Senate seats in Georgia, they will stack the court, and they will make these nine justices basically irrelevant. Not only that, but leftists, they've already said that they are going to persecute and in some cases execute conservatives and Trump supporters. And they will attempt to hunt down and murder conservative justices. So these Supreme Court justices, by tossing this case, sadly, I believe they just signed their own death warrants at the hands of these radical, insane Marxists and communists and Bolshevik revolution activists on the left. My guess is these Supreme Court justices will soon be found dead at the hands of leftists. It's a very sad thing to realize that, and that they are very bright in areas of law, but not bright enough in terms of street smarts to understand that they just signed their own death warrants at the hands of these radical leftists. Very sad. However, not all is lost. And that's the other part of this emergency update here. A couple of things that are important to realize. Number one, Trump never trusted SCOTUS to make the right decision. This is why Trump has been putting his national security plan in place this entire time. All the personnel changes at the DOD, all the air flights, the movement of military personnel across America, the positioning of assets in various cities and forward operations bases, the cutting off of DOD support to the CIA that I just reported yesterday, the changing of the cyber warfare doctrine with the Pentagon, which happened in 2018. In fact, Trump's 2018 executive order that laid out this scenario, exactly what happened. The fact that the DOD conducted a raid in Frankfurt and acquired those servers. The fact that we have Colonel Waldron stating publicly in testimony that, yes, they have the packets, they have the traffic, they can prove the remote logins and alterations of the votes on the Dominion machines. All of these things and many more things like that, show that Trump has been preparing for a national security option, which you might call the Abraham Lincoln option or the Insurrection Act option, different names for it. The other important point to realize here is that the evidence that Sidney Powell has from the 305th Battalion was never accepted as part of any argument by the Supreme Court, which means they ignored the evidence. But that evidence is still solid, and it's evidence that Trump can present to America if or when Trump seizes the airwaves and announces that this was an act of cyber warfare by using the public emergency broadcast system. America is in a state of war. In fact, it was even before the election, but we are now in open warfare. The Constitution is now null and void by order of the Supreme Court. There is no rule of law. There is no functioning court system in America. There is no functioning justice whatsoever. They stole and rigged the election. They censor your voice if you believe in America and believe in the Constitution. They're gaslighting the country with fake news from the media. We are under siege. So number one, recognize that that's where we are. Have no more illusions about anything that, you know, don't think that the courts are going to save us. You know, I gave it a 50-50 assessment, but that coin toss, you know, is not surprising that it didn't come out. The remaining option, well, there are really two. The remaining option is Trump invoking the national security option, as I mentioned, and then there is what I've been calling the we the people option. And these two options are now actually competing on a very tight timeline. Personally, I don't know how long the Patriots are going to wait for Trump to decide to act. As I've said before, Trump should have invoked the Insurrection Act before the election. He should have invoked it right after the election. He should have invoked it yesterday. When will he invoke it? According to our sources, military personnel are being told not to expect domestic deployment in December, but rather possibility in January. I think January is too late. I think that Trump should invoke it immediately this weekend, that he should deploy the troops, he should arrest the traitors, he should seize the ballots, he should declare, as necessary, an insurrection. He should declare a national emergency over this. He should declare this was an act of cyber warfare, because this is now the best option for restoring our constitutional republic that we have now lost. We are now fighting for the existence of our nation. And I know there are states like Texas. Alan West put out a statement. He's the head of the Texas GOP, that perhaps Texas should secede and join with other states. As we saw with the Texas lawsuit, there are at least 18 or 19 other states that might join Texas in a secession. But I don't think that's the appropriate answer here. We won the election. Trump won it. The American patriots won it. It is our rightful place to have the White House and to, in fact, have Congress and the Senate as well. We must expose the fraud. And the only way that Trump can do that now is through the military option. Now, the question remains, will he pull the trigger on that? We know for sure, with certainty, that he is preparing to do so. But we can't read the mind of Trump and know whether he has the courage to pull the trigger. Perhaps this decision by SCOTUS, which was made rather quickly, by the way, surprisingly so, perhaps this decision is now going to cement the decision process of Trump and show that it is absolutely necessary for him to invoke the military option. Perhaps. In fact, there's a possibility, although I don't think this is the case, there is a possibility that Trump may have leaned on the court to dismiss the Texas case. And here's why. If the Supreme Court had ruled in favor of Texas, think about this, it would have handed almost certainly Trump the election victory from an electoral standpoint, but it would have done nothing to take out the deep state traitors. Yes, Trump would still be president in the White House on January 20th, but all of the corrupt judges and mayors and officials and deep state actors and traitors and the CEOs of the tech giants that are committing treason and all of the Chinese puppets would all still be in play, wouldn't they? Because if you're going to win the election based on the Supreme Court decision, there's no special effort to go out and arrest everybody. And Trump knows that he can't trust the DOJ because the DOJ has betrayed us as well, just like the Supreme Court. The FBI has betrayed us. In fact, the FBI has now issued a subpoena to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who filed the Texas lawsuit with the Supreme Court. Okay. So the FBI has been weaponized against the Patriots, against Texas. The DOJ, headed by Barr, deliberately held off on reporting what Barr knew about Hunter Biden and the criminal investigations into Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's assets and taxes and financial transactions, money laundering and kickbacks and so on. Barr withheld that information from America on purpose because Barr is also a swamp creature. Barr, just like the DOJ, just like the FBI, they're all treasonous actors. They're all in on it. And this is what I mean when I say the betrayal is now complete. And I even mentioned this over a week ago in one of my situation updates. I said, if the Supreme Court dismisses these cases, it will give us great clarity. Remember that? It will tell us that we know there is no longer any hope within the system, that the system can't clean itself. The system is broken beyond self-repair, and it must be cleaned up from the outside. And that is the military option. That's the option that's now on the table. And when we look at the question of can Trump do this, or really, will Trump pull the trigger on this? Here's the way I look at this. Number one, Trump is not a loser. Trump does not surrender. Trump always has a plan to win in every case, just like in 2016, just like in his real estate development activities, and in all of the other victories that he has had as president. Trump always has a plan to win, and he has a plan to win in this scenario as well, and he has been meticulously putting that plan into place by putting key personnel in place in the DOD and even in the intelligence community, such as Ratcliffe as head of the DNI, or Chris Miller as head of the DOD, and so on. Many, many people since much earlier this year, long before the election. Secondly, we know that Trump knows how evil and malicious the enemies of America really are. We know that if Trump loses control of the White House, that these left-wing enemies will destroy him, they will prosecute him and persecute him, they will destroy his family, his assets, his legacy, and they will throw him in prison, if not just outright try to kill him. Well, they've already tried to do that. But Trump knows that he is fighting for his life, literally his life and his family's life right now. So it's not like Trump can actually go away and then claim, oh, I'll come back in 2024 and win again. Even though he has kind of flippantly said that, he knows that that's not even a possibility. Because if the election can be rigged now, and with the Supreme Court basically granting permission to the states to rig elections, saying that no other states have any standing whatsoever, and with the local courts all rigged, there's no way to even present evidence of the fraud, is there? There is no mechanism by which any American can challenge the fraud, even if they have proof of the fraud. All the mechanisms have been shut off because the corruption is so complete. So Trump knows that there's no way he could come back in 2024. That's not a possible outcome. He would be destroyed. So he's fighting for everything. He's fighting for America and his own life at the same time. We also know that Trump has taken an oath of office to defend the Constitution of the United States. And we know that Trump knows that Joe Biden has been corrupted by communist China. The Biden crime family is a national security threat. We know that Trump cannot turn over the White House to a communist puppet because that would violate his own oath of office. And this is why Trump has no intention of turning over the White House to Joe Biden. He is compelled to use all of the assets and resources at his disposal in order to defend the United States against foreign enemies as well as domestic enemies. And because the DOD and the White Hat cyber warriors and so on have all of this evidence of the acts of international warfare that were carried out in this election, Trump cannot and will not turn away from that. He knows that this was rigged by foreign actors, and I believe he's going to present this evidence to the public directly, where he bypasses the courts, just as Abraham Lincoln did in a different way, during the Civil War. Abraham Lincoln ignored the courts, even the highest court. Of course, Lincoln at that time suspended habeas corpus, and I don't think that Trump will need to do that, but Trump has the DOD and the loyalty of Special Forces and the Marines and Space Force and so on. And the DNI and the Secretary of Defense and all these positions and all these people. And this election, importantly, took place in the context of cyber warfare, acts of war against the United States. And by the way, the positioning of the U.S. aircraft carriers and the carrier strike forces, strike groups, whatever they're called, that's not a coincidence. And the fact that there are Chinese troops being trained in Canada, that's not a coincidence. And that has not gone unnoticed by Trump. The fact that there are traitors in Washington, D.C. that need to be arrested by military police, that has also not gone unnoticed by Trump. In fact, I believe that Trump prefers the military answer to this question because Trump knows more than anyone the system is totally broken, completely corrupt. And today the Supreme Court just affirmed that decision. The Supreme Court just told us that we now have to fight for this country. That's, I mean, in a way, the Supreme Court just gave us a blessing. They just admitted that they're corrupt too, that there is no judicial authority that is functioning in America as of tonight. It does not exist. If your election is stolen and the Democrats just print ballots and stuff ballots and alter votes and rig machines and have fake algorithms and pull up vans full of ballots, you are not allowed to challenge that because the Democrats will say, well, we got away with it. We stole real good, didn't we? You can't stop it. There is no authority that will stop it. And that is true. There is no authority. You call the FBI will investigate you instead of the bad people. You call the DOJ will ignore you. You call the local police, they're all run by the same corrupt Democrats. You file a court case, it'll be dismissed by a corrupt judge. You appeal that to the state Supreme Court, it'll be dismissed by the corrupt state Supreme Court. So you file with the Supreme Court as a state. You have 19 states on board. The Supreme Court says you have no standing. Well, then who has the authority to handle this cheating? There is no authority. You understand? You are living in a lawless land. This is no longer the functioning United States of America, period. This is no longer a constitutional republic. The Supreme Court just abandoned that. They just threw it out the window. And so did the Democrats and all the corrupt judges and so on. Now, if Trump fails to act in a rather timely manner, and I would think that he's going to need to act within, I don't know, maybe 10 days or something, even, you know, I would say before Christmas for certain. If Trump doesn't act, here's where I think this is going. And I need to have a disclaimer before I say what I'm about to say, in the sense that I don't condone the descriptions of actions that I'm about to relate here. I'm not calling for any of these things to happen. I'm analyzing these things, observing things, and I will not participate in such activities as I'm about to describe, but I'm telling you what I think will happen. I think that there will be an uprising of patriots in this country who will realize much of what I've told you here. They will realize that their constitutional republic has fallen and that they must now, in their minds, they must defeat the enemies by any means necessary, or they will lose everything. And that if Joe Biden becomes president, Biden will weaponize the entire government against conservatives and patriots and Christians. Biden will take away everybody's guns, which is, that will set off a civil war by itself if it hasn't happened already. And Biden will make sure that Democrats never lose again. And they will punish America with punitive COVID-19 lockdowns and mask mandates and mandatory deadly vaccines. You will be disarmed. You will be a prisoner in your own home. You will be punished. You will be censored like never before. You will be destroyed unless you obey the system. And folks, that is not America. And there are millions, tens of millions of patriots who realize that, and they are willing to fight and even potentially lay their lives on the line if necessary to prevent America from falling into that socialist hellhole. And I believe that's going to look like a number of scenarios. Again, I do not advocate these actions. I'm just describing what I think may happen. What I'm imagining is citizens' arrests of corrupt officials at the local level, mayors, governors, court judges. I'm imagining warfare in the streets. I'm imagining siege warfare against the Democrat cities. Because as it turns out, America has no Democrat states. It only has Democrat cities that are in red states. Most of the country is red. The cities need food, electricity, water, and fuel in order to function. I would imagine that the pro-America forces would probably take steps to cut off all of those supplies. The cities would be under siege. They would have very little food, water, fuel, or electricity. The war would be on. If Joe Biden were to try to then invoke the Insurrection Act, as I imagine he would try to pit U.S. military troops against patriots. I don't think that would fly. I think that the troops would revolt, and I think we would be in a civil war scenario right there as well. I also know, because I heard Stuart Rhodes say this to me in an interview, that if Joe Biden tries to ban the guns, that will set off a civil war like we've never seen before, because you don't take the guns of the American people. You don't take it unless you think you can dodge bullets. That would set it off. And that's exactly what Joe Biden plans to do. Remember, Biden is run by China, and China wants to destroy this country. So they want civil war. They want bloodshed and vulnerabilities, and they want, you know, economic activity to come to a standstill with cities under siege and so on. America would be turned into a zone of total war. There would be left-wing hit squads trying to assassinate right-wing politicians or journalists. There might be patriot arrest squads trying to arrest and hang traitors. And I would imagine that if this happens, we would hear a lot of patriots say things like, it's time to arrest the big tech CEOs and hang them in the streets. Or they might say things like, it's time to arrest the corrupt members of these courts, let's say, and hang them in the streets, and other similar things that they might say that we would read on message boards, or that we would see perhaps in articles and so on. I can see a lot of this talk surfacing. And the reason I mention all of these things is because personally, I don't want to see any of that happen at all. I would much rather see Trump invoke the national defense option now while he can. Because he has the power right now to use the military to save the republic. He has the power to stop the bloodshed from ever occurring. He has the power to stop the civil war. He has the power to stop a communist Chinese infiltrated fake president, Joe Biden, from seizing control over the White House. The Trump national security option here, even though it would result in a massive uprising of leftists who would try to carry out acts of war against the Trump administration, my guess is that that would involve a lot less bloodshed than the total civil war scenario that would be likely to unfold if Joe Biden were to become president. However, there is only one scenario that I can think of right now where there is almost no bloodshed in America. And that scenario is if Joe Biden concedes. That still remains a possibility, believe it or not, because of all the crimes that are coming out now about the Biden family, and also the private negotiations with Biden that I'm sure have been taking place to say, hey, Biden, you concede, you'll get a full pardon, and you get to keep your millions or hundreds of millions from China and Ukraine and so on. And you don't have to live behind bars for the rest of your life, and your family doesn't either. Biden may take that at some point, or he may not. if Biden doesn't concede, I do not personally see any scenario where violence is avoided in the long run, even though I absolutely do not want to see that happen. I do not condone it. I will not participate in it. But I see it. I see it in America's future. Sadly, that's where I think things are. We are under siege. We are living under enemy occupation. Big tech is run by communist China. The left-wing media is run by communist China. Most Democrats are corrupted by China. And maybe a quarter or a third of Republicans are. Your elected officials have betrayed you. The entire judiciary system appears to be largely corrupted. There are exceptions, such as Thomas and Alito, for example, and others in district courts and so on. There are good people throughout the system, but they're not the majority. And the same thing's true inside the FBI, for example. There are good agents, individuals inside the FBI, but the system of the FBI is wholly corrupt and rotten to the core. We've lost our country. This day will go down in history. 12/11/2020, December 11th. Kind of like 9/11, but now it's 12/11. It's a day that America fell. The question is, can we now resurrect this nation? Can we restore our republic? And can we clean out the swamp creatures, the traitors, the treasonous actors, the criminals, the enemy combatants who tried to steal this country from us? That answer rests primarily right now with one man, President Donald J. Trump. And if anything, you need to encourage him to take the action that is necessary at this point. He must do what General McInerney has been recommending for several weeks. Trump must declare the insurrection. He must deploy the troops. He must seize the ballots. If necessary, he must declare some form of martial law. Although I think Stuart Rhodes would probably argue with me on that point, saying that Trump doesn't need to declare martial law. Trump can use constitutional powers, war powers, and so on. But I'm using that phrase in a more general sense. Trump must do what Abraham Lincoln did, in other words, and he must do it now. The number of days remaining before that option is removed from the table is rapidly closing shut. And patriots will not wait forever. I am certain that American patriots will not stand by twiddling their thumbs all the way to January 20th and then just let their country be taken over by communists. I do not think that will happen at all. Trump needs to act now. We may lose this country forever. And by the way, I've spoken with many patriots who absolutely do not expect to survive if this goes to civil war. They 100% expect to lay their lives on the line because they realize, as many of us have, that there's nothing left to lose. You lose your country, you lose your constitution. We've lost the judicial system. We've lost everything that America was founded on. You either fight to take it back now, or it's gone forever, and there's no point, frankly, in living at all, is there? Under some radical left-wing communist authoritarian regime filled with, you know, transgender Pentagon leaders and chopping up babies, you know, genitalia mutilation of school children. Churches will be outlawed, free speech gone, gun rights just obliterated. There's no point in living under that system, is there? I think that's the conclusion that many people have come to. So I will work to bring you more information as this situation unfolds. This is a real loss from SCOTUS, but it is not unexpected. And in fact, on the positive side, it forces Trump to now make the decision that I think he needed to make long ago: invoke the military option or lose America forever. Those are now the only options that Trump has. Will he make the right choice? We can only hope and pray that he does. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. God bless America.